I'm not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about them either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
Are you ready to go?
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
You always drink like this so early in the morning?
Isn't it a bit early in the day for the bottle? Even for you?
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
Make the radio call.
It's time to get up.
It's time to hear that pop.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
We are go for launch.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
All right, well, that guy's half right.
Some of them.
Hey, Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckman-Falcone right over there.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Welcome back from vacation.
Oh, boy, this is really, really awful to be here.
Yeah, I
really can't sugarcoat it. First day back from vacation is rough.
And you went to the Cape kind of for the first time, really. I mean, not like the first time ever in your life, but you never really vacationed.
Yeah, I've never really been like a Cape person.
Yeah.
And we tried it out this year.
And it sticks, doesn't it?
I'll tell you how we almost ruined it all. Tell you, like, maybe a little after 7.
Okay.
It did not get off to a good start. But I'll also tell you, I haven't been back since we rode Pan Mass Challenge.
I know.
That was an awesome time.
You did a great job.
Did the guys tell you all about my butt?
Yes, they did. I stopped the mid-butt.
Okay, well, interesting.
<Yeah. laughs> I was like, I don't really need to hear all of it, but I know some of it.
So I can update you on that,
oh,
too.
Oh, please
tell
do
you all
so.
About my butt. And, like, what did I miss? I've been completely out of it. Anything good?
Nothing really good.
Good.
You know, nothing crazy. I mean, in Dirty Laundry, we're going to give you an update on that Bill Murray kerfuffle on the Vineyard. Get angry on the dance floor.
It can
not
happen.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, it can happen.
So there's that.
We got Bill Lee coming up today at 8:40. We can talk about Chris Sale's return to the mound yesterday. He looked great.
What about, speaking of returns, what about Tiger Woods yesterday? That was incredible. And even
so
I
amazing.
Was very excited about this.
We sat Sam Bell down and said, this is watching golf. And we told him what a horrible human being Tiger Woods is.
Well,
but he's a great golfer.
He really is. I was able to separate it.
And it's, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
We'll talk about that. And, yeah, we got more. Where's my little thing? Look, we got your men from Maine, 620 and 720. We got the Brian Bell Buster coming up on the 50s. Granted, 60 seconds. We'll be playing that again in like 10 minutes here. And we got more summer free tickets. We got water country tickets this week.
Oh, yeah. And
awesome.
You know what? I have to tell you about Billy Joel. We had a great time on Friday night.
I know. We just wrapped up
Strike.
The big, I know, a bunch of friends were at the Def Leppard
yeah.
show on Saturday.
Awesome concert weekend.
All right. Hey, we're back. It's
we
Monday.
Are.
Yay.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Speaking of being the champions, can someone join our list of champions and win a grand in 60 seconds? We're about to find out if Lynn Toscano, who's in the bookkeeping game from Haverhill, Massachusetts, can do just that.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Good. So you're a bookkeeper.
I am.
You're good at math.
What do you like best? You like the first set of books or the second set of books you keep?
I like the set of books when I go home.
Yeah, okay, good. So today's game is, the standard game. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the clock ticking in the background. Answer them as rapidly as you possibly can. If you get stumped, don't hesitate. Don't waste time. Move on. Say pass. You get to the end. You got time left over. Then we'll come back and pick them up. Are you ready to win a grand in 60 seconds from Century Bank?
Let's go.
Okay. LBF. I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What shape is a yield sign?
Triangle.
Spell awkward.
A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
What color jersey is worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France?
Green.
Which actress said, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night in All About Eve?
Yes.
Who was Henry VIII's first wife?
Yes.
Who was the second season winner of American Idol?
Yes.
What's the name of the first James Bond film?
007.
What horoscope sign has a crab?
A crab. Yeah.
What are the first three words of the Bible?
Holy crap. I don't know.
Nope.
What year did Elvis Presley die?
Repeat.
What?
time has expired.
Your time has expired.
Time has expired.
This was a tricky one for you. You started off strong.
You were bitten by the pass bug there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's review.
Okay. You got the first two right, so that's terrific. The colored jersey worn by winners of each stage of the Tour de France is yellow. The actress who said, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night, is Betty Davis. Henry VIII's first wife is Catherine of Aragon. It didn't end well. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The second season winner of American Idol was Ruben Studdard, the velvet teddy bear. Dr. No was the name of the first James Bond film, but points for 007 because that was his kind of like, was, you know, agent number. Horoscope sign has a crab, Cancer. The first three words of the Bible is not. What did you say? Holy crap! No,
that was incorrect.
Yeah, that was the first draft. Actually, the one that made it in the book was in the beginning.
Holy crap's only two words. That's why you got it wrong.
That's true.
And the year Elvis Presley died was 1977. But those were hard questions.
And we have a fine consolation prize for you. Now this is really, really fun. You're going to get to go out and go on Boston Harbor on Godzilla. This is a boat like you have never seen before. The power of this boat, and it takes off, and it skims you across the harbor. You're doing like 40 knots or something. Then it stops on a dime. It spins around. People scream, and it's just fun. You're going to have a terrific time.
Good time.
Okay. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a terrific day. And anybody else who wants to play the game, you got to qualify. You do that by registering. Log on to WRR.com. Fill out that application, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds. From Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Happy Monday.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is out riding his bicycle built for two when a police officer drives up beside him and we hear...
Well, hey, officer, what seems to be the problem?
Well, perhaps you didn't notice, but your wife fell off your bike about a half a mile ago.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God? What do you mean?
Well, I thought I'd gone deaf.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey, yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, pop quiz. Yeah. Who is older, Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family,
yeah,
or John Slattery, who played Roger Sterling on Mad Men?
I think I know.
You think?
I think.
I bet you're wrong.
We'll tell you coming up next, but first.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It is 6:27 right now. It's LBF. It's Brian Bell. Hank and Lauren are on vacation because it's the summer. And that's
yay,
what
happy summer.
But I have a question for you. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, who is older? This is going to kind of blow your mind. Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family or John Slattery, who played Roger Sterling on Mad Men. Also, he's from Newton.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got the gray hair, so I feel like he's older.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? You're wrong. John Slattery is 56, and oh, my God, Danny Bonaducci is 59 years old today.
Boy, who would have thought?
You know what? I'm actually glad he made it. You know, that's a kid star.
Yeah.
And he's actually been, touch and go there for a while, especially in his 30s and 40s, but here he is.
That anger ball is 59.
Exactly. Also celebrating a birthday today, Quinn Cummings. You might not know her. She's 51 today. She played Lucy in Goodbye Girl, and that's who I named Lucy, my daughter, after.
Oh.
Because she was kind of a precocious little bit of a wise ass. And I kind of wanted that in a little girl. And that's what I got.
Yeah.
Anyway, and also Alfred Hitchcock would have been 119 today. Favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie?
I don't like Alfred Hitchcock movies.
You don't?
No,
you know
it's
a really good
freak
one.
Me out. Although Rope. The Birds is pretty.
The
good.
Birds is good. Rope is a really good one. So that's just if you're like Netflixing and chilling tonight. And
okay.
The Cowardly Lion would have been 123.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I can't believe that Danny Bonaducci is 59 years old.
Right?
Oh
boy.
Crazy.
All right. Hey, coming up in like 15 minutes, we're going to talk about watching golf on Sunday.
You guys, I actually watched golf.
Whoa.
I'm back.
What could have done it? Okay. 105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beck and Falcone right there.
Good morning.
And we were both glued to the TV yesterday.
Yeah.
Because say what you want about his personal life, Tiger Woods is an amazing golfer, yeah. And watching Tiger be in contention for a major.
That's, everyone was psyched, especially the people running the television network.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Tiger plays, people watch. And what a performance.
It was pretty amazing. Oh, my God. We were watching it with Sam, our son. My wife was glued because she loved watching Tiger. And we're telling Sam, we're like, now, Sam, Tiger is a really horrible husband, kind of a bad guy, but boy, what a golfer. He's like the greatest golfer of our lifetime, and it's amazing.
Is there room for redemption with him?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? He's like, he's got problems, but yeah. He didn't have many. He had some problems on the golf course yesterday, but really, he had the best major championship scores of his entire career.
It was
amazing. And he still ended up in second place. But this is what it sounded like when he sunk a long putt on 18 yesterday.
Is to pull even with Scott for second. Guess what?
What else would you expect?
I mean,
oh, yeah. it gives me chills.
I know, it's amazing. I mean, I don't know. It was a joy to watch
that is 64.
And you know me.
The Tiger.
I get my forgiveness level is very low when it comes to that sort of stuff. But I really want to see this guy. He's 42 years old now, right?
Yeah.
And he's got he's coming back from all the back injuries and stuff like that. And he contends with this Brooks Koepka, whatever his name
is. Which, I mean, congrats to Brooks. He held off the surge and won the 100th PGA. He had a 66 in the final round yesterday. And he ended at 16 under. Tiger ended at all alone in second place at 14 under. And congrats to Brooks for hearing the roars of the Tiger crowds all day.
Yeah.
And, holding it off. But there is something about Brooks that...
I don't like him.
I mean, not to judge a Brooks by his cover, but yeah, there's something
You know what I have to say? I don't enjoy his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Well, here's the thing. She ran up on the green and hugged him, and she was with Brooks' mother and didn't let the mother go first. And let me tell you, that's wrong. Not to mention her outfit was ridiculous. I'm just saying. I think that people agree with
his skinny pants were a little tight. And I'm pretty sure he had a chew in or something.
He was
had a close up. He had a big
It
was kind of gross.
Yeah. Anyway,
but congratulations, Brooks. You did it. You held off Tiger and won the 100th
PGA
Championship.
This is his third and seven, right?
Yeah.
Brooks is third and seven. I think so. Just so you know.
Okay, thanks. And then the Red Sox, Chris Sale returned from the DL, and he struck out 12 over five innings. Sox won 4-1 at Baltimore for a sweep of the Orioles for the four-game series. Steve Pierce had a homer. It was great. The Sox have a travel day today. They're heading to Philadelphia. They take on the Phillies tomorrow. They are now 50 games over 500, 85-35. 9.5 games up on the Yankees for the AL East. Congrats also to Kevin Harvick, his seventh win of the season, capturing the Consumer Energy 400 at Michigan International Speedway. And coming up next, we've got your Brian Bellbuster. And it's brought to you by Citizens Bank. And I am going to call Stacy, who she's turning 50, and I think she's having a tough time with it. Her kids wanted me to get her for her birthday.
Oh.
So even though she's only turning 50, I called her to try to convince her that she should move into a 55-plus community. You might even be able to get in before you're 55 with just a few small changes to your lifestyle.
Oh, what are you talking about? What kind of small changes in my lifestyle?
Not sure when you usually have dinner, but would dinner at about 3:30, 3:45 be okay?
Oh, God. No. Okay.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Stacey's turning the big 5-0. And her kids, Claire and Shane, have been giving her a really hard time, so they thought, why not keep that up? And I called as a 55-plus community that she might want to join us.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Stacey.
Speaking.
Hi, Stacey. Pat Smith, head of recruitment for us. What am I? 55-plus community here.
Okay. Hello?
I heard through the grapevine, some of our residents mentioned, you might be interested in living here in our fine 55-plus community.
It's something that we were talking about for, down the line a ways. I do know a couple people that live there, and it's, really nice. So I think at some point in the future, many, many years from now.
Well, it's not as far off as you think. And if you don't plan ahead, you might find yourself missing out because there is a very long wait list to get in.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be sure to keep that in mind when I'm thinking closer towards that type of thing. I mean, I'm 50, but I'm 50 years young. I don't think I'm ready for that type of a situation.
That's just the kind of attitude we want. We have a young, vibrant community here. And the wait list is over 10 years, so, you know, you better act now.
Well, I definitely appreciate your calling, but I just am not, I'm far too, I barely got my kids out the house, I feel like. I'm just really trying to live my life and have a good time while I'm still young and feeling great.
All the more reason to not miss out on getting into a 55 plus community, even though you're only 50.
You know, I do really like your place there. It's so beautiful, and there it seems like there's a lot of fun activities and things.
There are some ways we can make exceptions, you know.
Exceptions?
Yeah, there are some things we could do that actually could move you up the list. You might even be able to get in before you're 55 with just a few small changes to your lifestyle.
What are you talking about? What kind of small changes in my lifestyle?
Not sure when you usually have dinner, but would dinner at about 3:30, 3:45 be okay?
Oh, God. No. Okay.
Also, what color is your hair, Stacy?
It's brown.
Okay, well, we're going to need you to let that go gray, maybe even add some gray into it, and then we can move you right up the list.
Oh, my. No, I...
And about how tall are you, Stacy?
I'm 5'7".
Okay, we could fit you for a lovely cane or a walker with those tennis ball things on the ends if you'd like. Blend right in.
Oh, no, I'm still very fit, and I still...
Oh,
I still go to the gym.
Well, that's why you're such a great candidate, because you're fit. We like to have these kind of senior ringers, people who, you know, still look great, but maybe appear a little older. We're also looking for some ringers for our sports teams.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, some of the other 55-plus communities have really been kicking our butts in the leagues. So, do you know how to play pickleball or cornhole, pinochle, parcheesi, shuffleboard, bocce?
I can't say that I'm very good at those games, actually, but thank you.
That's a shame. That could really move you up the list.
Thank you. I'm sure it sounds, honestly, your place is very beautiful, and my friends do love living there, but I'm so young still. I just turned 50. I mean, this is...
Okay, well, another option. Are you any good at quilting or knitting? We've been very busy in the quilting and knitting room trying to increase the inventory before craft fair time. That's a big money maker, so if you're any good at quilting or knitting, that could really help us out. Quilt your way in.
I have never picked up a needle in my life, so I don't think that's going to be very helpful.
Boy, Stacy, you're really making it hard to move you up this list. I'm not sure you even want to be on this list.
No.
You don't want to get on the list?
I think No, thank you. I'm good, thank you.
And you did just have a birthday, huh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I heard about that from Claire and Shane.
What?
Yeah, your kids got a hold of me, Brian Bell, from the Lorna Wally Show, Stacy.
Oh, my God.
And this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill them. I should have known. I listened to you guys. How did I not know?
They thought this might help with the big 5-0.
Oh, my God. You really had me going there. I didn't even.
Well, you might still want to brush up on your pickleball skills, and have a great birthday, and thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorna and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lorna and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
All right, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Hopefully everybody made it through the rain.
Yeah.
Grew up in Lynn.
Ooh, sorry.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, I'm back from vacation, and...
So what happened?
I almost ruined everything.
How so?
Okay, so we started our vacation, and it was Pan Mass Challenge weekend, yeah. And I was riding PMC.
192
miles. I'll tell you about that in a little bit, if anyone's been following the saga of my achy butt. And so... I was going to be riding on Saturday, which is like we were going to go down the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be Cape people. We've never really done this before.
Sure.
So we're going to ride down the Cape. My wife will pick me up on Sunday in P-Town. We'll just stay down the Cape. It'll be great once we get to that point. So Saturday, I'm riding 111 miles.
Yep.
It started raining, I don't know, maybe 25 miles into the ride.
Sure.
And it messed up my phone. I had it in a plastic bag, but water got in. Like, I could not use my phone for, like, I couldn't make calls. It was just not working. The touchscreen wasn't working. My iPhone, it was a mess.
Okay.
So my wife was at home packing the car with the kids, two kids, a dog, all the stuff we needed for vacation.
Yep.
I started pre-packing, like, the beach stuff, but, you know, in the bubble on top of the car and everything.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So her job was to pack it up and drive down, you know, leave the house at, like, noon. So I'm at mile 90 of my ride. It's probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and my wife keeps calling my phone. I'm like, she knows where I am. What is going on? She keeps calling and texting, and I can't answer or look at the texts, and I have no idea what's going on. So finally, I'm like, all right, I pull over. I try to, and it's pouring rain. I have nowhere to go
for shelter
undercover to try to dry my phone, to try to use it. I managed to call her Dick Tracy style through my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I managed to connect, but I could barely hear what she was saying, and she couldn't hear me because it's pouring rain. But apparently, she packed the car.
Yeah.
Great. It was hot. She put the windows down. Fine. It started to rain at our house, that torrential rain from a couple Saturdays ago, and she lost the keys.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, all of our stuff's in there. Pouring rain. She's already not super happy because I'm out riding my bike and she's got to do all this stuff by herself. So I'm like, okay, well, the other set of keys is with me in my bag that's at Mass Maritime
where we were in Bourne. And you're
I was like 20 miles away from there.
Oh my God.
So her dad, good guy, he'd met me in Bourne.
Okay.
So I finished my ride. I got my keys.
Is the stuff soaked at this point?
Well, she put up, like, umbrellas over the windows.
She's smart.
And
yeah,
she,
okay,
yeah.
That's
so
good.
It was a little wet, but it was manageable.
Okay, cool.
She did a good job. So my father-in-law comes down, gets the keys from me after I finish 111 miles.
Yep.
Drives back. I dry off my phone, finally. I'm like, okay, you know, get in touch with her. They found the keys.
After all that?
After all that.
Where were the keys?
They were on the roof of the car, underneath the bubble and, like, between the bubble and the roof, somehow.
Oh, my. Wait, is it keyless entry?
Yes. I mean, kind of.
Well, so, like,
I can do it with my app, but my phone wasn't working.
Right. So, but if she had started the car because the keys were right there.
No, it would not. No, you still need the key. It's not that.
Okay.
No, not
all
that
right,
kind
okay.
of.
On the roof?
On the roof.
Oh, did she feel like...
And I felt so bad.
No.
It was just like a relief. So, great. So, they come down the Cape. It took her 6 hours to get down the Cape. That was bad.
Yeah.
I finished my ride on Sunday. They picked me up. We're like, okay, let's put this all behind us and start our vacation. We went out for ice cream. We visited the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And we get back to the little house that we rented. I cannot find the key to the house.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you people?
I could not believe it at this point. I'm like, okay.
The curse.
Now this is like a curse of keys. I found an extra key in, like, the shed that was a padlock that I could get into.
Okay.
So we get into the house, and I'm like, all right, you guys stay here. I'm going to retrace everything we just did and try to find these keys. I went to the ice cream place. I asked at the ice cream place. It's on a green string. It's the key to this rental. We've been there a day. I've already lost the key. I'm like, oh, my God.
You're not going to get your security deposit back.
Yeah, I drive around for like an hour retracing our steps. I'm like, I cannot find the key to this place. I went back. I was fuming. I'm like, I cannot believe this. My wife's feeling a little vindicated.
Yes,
because
you lost the key now.
Yes, because now I've lost the key. And then I'm like, well, forget it. Let's just go to bed. I put my hand in my pocket. There's the key.
Oh, my God. You guys have problems.
And she's like, well, at least I lost the keys on the roof of the car. I'm like, I wonder if my subconscious was just trying to make her feel better about everything she went through.
That's, you know what? You're a nice husband that way.
And we rebounded and had a great week.
Oh, good. Phew. Oh. So what have you learned?
Just keep your keys on you at all times.
Okay.
Extra keys. Lots of extra keys. Everywhere.
Okay.
Men for Mains coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Wally Show, and it is time for your Men from Maine, and I'll tell you how you can help Pan Mass Challenge with the Men from Maine as well, but it's time for your 720. Here you go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie have been having a few marital problems and have been seeing Doc Sider for a little counseling when we hear...
Well, what seems to be the problem with you two when you're arguing?
Well, Doc, me and Effie are having this big argument about where we go on vacation.
Well, that should be easy enough to work out. You just compromise. Perhaps you spend half the vacation where she wants to go, and then the other half where you want to go.
Well, that won't work, Doc.
Well, why not?
Well, because I want to go to Cape Cod.
So?
And she wants to go with me.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorna Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lorna Wally Show, and the summer of free tickets continues. 8:05, we have tickets to Water Country, which
it was Lynn.
May have been Lynn. I don't know how many times I've told you people, never vacation when Lauren Owens vacations because it always rains.
Yeah, I know. It's
but not
crazy.
Like this.
No, yesterday was crazy. 8 inches of rain in Lynn. I guess the National Grid had to shut off power for hundreds of residents because it was, you know, it was dangerous to have the electricity on. And then close to 30 roads and intersections were left impassable by the flooding. And then people, like dozens of cars, had to be abandoned and then towed. Now, here's the thing. I am not, you know how I'm not prepared for anything.
No, you're never prepared.
No, like not, I don't know how to do, I really do not know how to live in this world. So I would not know what to do if there was flash flooding.
You know what? We've got people on the line that
were do?
In this yesterday.
Okay, I want to hear this because I can't even imagine.
Hey, who's this?
My name's Pano.
Pano.
Hey, what's up?
What happened to you yesterday?
Dude, all right. So I'm driving on Eastern Ave. I was going to have breakfast with my friend in Beverly.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple cars ahead of me kind of going through like what looked like a puddle. Little did I know that it was a lake.
Oh,
and
no.
I thought that I could, you know, go through it. And the next thing I knew, there's water coming over my hood of my car.
Holy.
Oh, my
and,
God.
What kind of car do you drive, Pano?
I have a Hyundai Sonata Hybrid.
Okay.
Which I think the hybrid part made it worse because I think the water, like, ruins the hybrid engine. I'm not sure. I'm not a mechanic.
Ooh.
But it started smoking and then flashing, like, hybrid safety warning, like, battery
oh,
low.
No.
And this and that. But, yeah, so I was basically in a bad mood all day.
I would imagine.
And freaking out about it. And but I good news is that the universe is helping me out here. I have a $300 deductible, and it's covered completely. By
oh,
night.
My
God.
Perfect.
I know, right?
So it's one of those things where I was just talking about this because if I saw, like, exactly what you did, like what looks like a puddle, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I'm submerged.
Now, there were cars in front of you?
The waves can kind of go out, you know, so you think while the waves are out, you can kind of just speed through it. Plus, there was a huge truck behind me because everyone was like, well, you should have just reversed out of it. Like,
yeah.
I
mean,
that's what they tell
you. How am I
going to
do that?
Yeah, I know.
How far ahead were, like, cars in front of you? What cars were going through?
It looked like sedans, honestly, were going through.
Okay.
But they were Jeeps.
They were just the top of a Jeep.
They probably were, like, you know, not Hyundais.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, so
wow.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad that it's going to get fixed.
I'm glad you're covered.
Happy. Yeah,
did you ever get breakfast?
My mom begrudgingly let me take her car.
Oh,
okay.
Good. You were not.
Like I said.
I hope she told you not to go through any puddles.
Yeah, I was very careful. And oddly enough, I didn't encounter one on the way to Beverly.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
All right. Well,
glad you're
worked
safe.
Out. All right. Joe from Linfield. Joe, what happened to you yesterday?
So I was picking up my new car on the Winway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
And I was heading back, and I was heading down Boston Street. Now, it's a 2008 Hyundai Elantra, so it's not the best car in the water.
Why is everybody, like...
Hyundai does not need waterproof.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, Hyundai, if you're listening. But
they're
anyway,
fine cars.
The point. So I was driving, and all of a sudden, the vehicle was completely coated by water damage.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it was brand new?
Well, it was a new used car to me.
New to you.
New to you, yeah. New. So it's totaled because of water damage?
Yes.
Oh, my
completely totaled.
God. Wow. Did you drive through a puddle that became a lake as well?
Oh, I was driving through a puddle, and all which was, it wasn't too bad. And then all of a sudden, it just really picked up.
Yeah. See, that's
and
what happens.
Floating down Boston Street.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, I just was reading about this because
I, like you,
would not know what to do. So if you come across a flooded road, you should turn around and go the other way. Even
yeah,
if you,
you
don't, you have to. You can't drive into flooded areas. If floodwaters rise around your car, abandon the car, move to higher ground. 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control and possible stalling. 1 foot of water will float many vehicles. 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles, including SUVs and pickup trucks. So now you know.
Wow.
I always drive through flooded Morrissey Boulevard just, you know, on a wing and a prayer. I'm turning around.
Okay, well, Joe, I hope it works out for you. You get another new car out of this.
New to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man.
Glad you're
all
safe.
Right, thanks, Joe. Wow.
Live and learn.
Amazing. Never vacation when Lauren Owens is away. It creates a huge disturbance in the force.
It does.
All right, let's.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay. Dirty Laundry, this is brought to you by Floor & Decor, LBF here, Brian Bell here.
Hi.
Hank and Lauren on vacation, but still the Dirty Laundry goes on. I'm going to talk to you about James Bond news, Queen of Soul news, but first, okay, last week we told you that on Wednesday, apparently, Bill Murray got into an altercation with Carly Simon's brother, Peter Simon, on the Vineyard at Lola's, this cool dance place that I totally missed when I was down there because I was vacationing just 1 week before those two got into a fight. I missed it
so
all.
Close.
I know. So I guess what Peter Simon actually has a gallery in Vineyard Haven, by the way. His wife, very lovely, makes jewelry. But I guess he works for the Vineyard Gazette, and then Bill Murray was on the dance floor, and probably Peter was just doing his job and taking some photos. But Bill Murray was not having it, and so he apparently pushed him and then poured some water on him and his camera, which, you know, that's not cool.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. But I guess according to the police report, Bill felt like Peter Simon was harassing him and taking too many pictures. And the owner of the restaurant, this is the new news, agreed, saying Peter Simon deserved to have water dumped on him. Last we heard, Peter didn't know if he's going to press charges or not. Rich people problems. It's fun. I mean, like, really, it's like adorable throwing water on each other.
Vineyard fight.
Yeah, vineyard
fight.
Isn't it? I mean, whatever.
Would you like sparkling?
Yes,
or?
Exactly. Was it a Perrier or was it just Poland Springs? Okay, so James Bond news. I'm very excited about this. Looking for a new James Bond. I do love Daniel Craig. He's got that icy blue stare, and I enjoy him. But there's a rumor that Idris Elba is going to be the new James Bond. And let me tell you, I did a celebratory dance in my kitchen at the very thought of that, because he's
awesome.
Officially my new favorite. George Clooney got married and had twins, so he's out. And Idris Elba is my favorite because he was in this movie recently you can watch on HBO or whatever, The Mountain Between Us with Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see it. See it.
Aren't they like out in the wilderness?
Yes. Yes. I am an indoor cat, but I would love to be outdoors with Idris Elba.
Yeah, if you're going to be stranded in the mountains.
Oh, yes.
Stranded with Idris Elba would be the way to do it.
Please.
He's
please
awesome.
Please make it happen. He's so amazing. So I'm excited about that news. All right, not so excited about Aretha Franklin.
Oh, no.
She's sick. She's 76 years old. She was diagnosed with cancer in 2010, but apparently she's got a host of other problems. And this is a weird thing because it's actually on the news that she's in failing health and she's friends and family are by her side. Usually you hear about people when they're actually good, but like now she's just, I guess, very ill. So thoughts and prayers. And that's what's going on in Dirty Laundry today.
All right.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right, it's time. Let's meet our player. Okay, this is Caitlin Bagden from Milford. Caitlin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Excellent. Now, Caitlin, you are a full-time nanny and a student.
I am, yes. Busy girl.
Yeah, and you think you can win a grand in 60 seconds from Century Bank, huh?
I'm going to try.
All right, here's what's going to happen. LBF has 10 questions, and you have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You can say pass. We'll go back as time allows, but you need all 10 questions correct within the minute to win the $1,000 from Century Bank. Is everybody ready here?
I'm ready.
You ready, LBF?
Yep.
All right, here we go, Caitlin. 3, 2, 1.
What's 4 plus 10?
14.
On which popular website do users send tweets?
Twitter.
What is Tiger Woods' ex-wife's name?
Oh, my God. Pass.
What board game replaced suspect Mrs. White with Dr. Orchid in 2016?
Clue.
MMA is the acronym for what full contact combat sport?
Mixed martial arts.
Seoul is the capital city of what country?
Pass.
What is the name for the upper arm bone found in humans?
Pass.
Which actress played the character Annie Reed in Sleepless in Seattle?
Meg Ryan.
Who is known as the Queen of Soul?
Pass.
Who said, "I only regret that I have one life to lose for my country"?
And it was Eleanor Grin or whatever her
name was. All right, I'm going to give you that. There you go.
So
all
right. Hard. You had, you're under pressure.
I know. You had five. You had five. That was
good. But you did really well. Bad. All right, Seoul is the capital of South Korea. The humerus is the name for the upper arm bone found in humans. Aretha Franklin is the Queen of Soul. And the guy who said, "I only regret that I have one life to lose for my country," it was Nathan Hale.
Yeah, wow. I never would have gotten that.
Yeah, history class, you know.
Exactly.
All right, but don't worry. Don't worry. We have a consolation prize
for
you. Yes, Caitlin, you have a family four-pack of passes to the Marshfield Fair running August 17th through the 26th. Visit marshfieldfair.org for a calendar of events and to purchase tickets now. Think you have what it takes to play Grand in 60 Seconds? Enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, and you could be the next one to try to win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank.
Good job, Caitlin.
Very good job.
Thank you. I'm excited for the four-pack. I can take my nephew.
See, there
you're
go.
Nice.
There you go. And you're a nanny. You can just take them all. There you go. Have a great job.
Yeah, right?
All right. Thanks, Caitlin. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, you were away, and I had a little bit of an issue before the Pan Mass Challenge. I'm going to tell you how it all went and the problems that I had with my backside. It's a shame that you missed this story. I'll recap it for you
all.
Oh,
please. I cannot
coming up in about
wait.
10 minutes right here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone over there.
Hello.
Lovely pink dress.
Thanks.
Well, you know, LBF, I have not been here since we rode Pan Mass Challenge. I was on vacation last week, and I didn't get a chance to update everyone on how things went.
How did things go?
Because you were away.
Yes.
When I told the story of my last training ride the Sunday before Pan Mass Challenge, where I got a bit of a saddle rash.
A saddle rash.
It was really, really bad. I spent the week leading up to Pan Mass putting diaper cream and ointment and anything I could find on my rear end to try to heal it.
You're kidding me.
It was awful. I could barely walk. It was like hamburger.
That's disgusting.
It was awful. And the worst part is trying to figure out what was going on back there.
What?
Because I couldn't really see it.
Well, didn't you ask your wife?
She didn't want anything to do with it. She's like, nope.
We're she was like, no, thank you.
We have to keep some romance alive in this relationship.
It's
you
like
are on
scene.
Your own.
It's like that scene in This Is 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ended up, I used my iPhone.
Oh, my God.
And interesting positions to kind of keep track of things. And by Friday, the day before Pan Mass, I was really not sure I was going to be able to do it.
Yeah, because, okay.
I was walking funny all week. And Sunday morning, Saturday morning, you know, we started out in Sturbridge.
Yep.
And I said, I'm going to do this. We're going to see how it goes. I loaded up on they make this stuff called chamois butter.
Chamois butter.
B-U-T-T apostrophe R.
Uh-huh.
Butt.
Oh, I get it. So you put it all over your butt?
Yeah, you put it everywhere. And the interesting thing is when you have that much of this stuff
on your
in your bike shorts,
yeah,
it's like you're walking around with a full diaper.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.
So I waddled out to the start line. And I'm like, I'm going to give this a go.
Like Big Baby in Toy Story.
Well, you know what? I figure, look, we ride Penn Mass for all these, you know, these kids at the Jimmy Fund and
yeah.
at Dana-Farber.
Yeah.
Our pedal partner, Cam, who just went through all these horrible treatments. And I'm like, you know what? I can do a day or two in a little bit of discomfort.
Okay.
No big deal. So I rode about 25 miles into the ride.
Yeah.
It started pouring rain.
Oh, God.
I re-upped with my chamois butter
Your
a couple
butter.
Of times.
Yeah.
I had some little single-serving packs.
Oh, my God. Where did you put it on? Like, where did you go in the bathroom?
There's porta-potties all
along. Oh, okay. Or just shoved it right down there willy-nilly.
Give it a squirt. And I tell you what, at the end of the day, Saturday, I rode 111 miles on Saturday to Bourne.
Yep.
It was like a miracle.
It's like a miracle cream?
Yeah. I felt great.
Did it heal it?
It actually did.
No.
It actually did. By the end of the day, I felt great. It was I don't know, it was a mixture of the chamois butter, the water, the friction. But it was good. And I did the same thing on Sunday. We
With
rode
the same.
Yep. Born to Provincetown. Finished up the 192. It felt better on Sunday than it did Friday.
You're
I cannot believe it.
And are you all, not to be personal, but are you all cleared up now?
You want to check it out?
No, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm all good. All good. Feel great. Felt okay. great. Had a great vacation week down the Cape.
Yeah.
It was
good
amazing.
To know.
So
chamois butter.
Chamois butter. So there you go.
Miracle cream.
Because I had a lot of people asking about my butt.
I bet.
Yes. Amazing once you talk about something on the radio like that. Hey, and you can still contribute to our Pan Mass Challenge ride, WROR.com/PMC. You can buy our Men from Maine book. It was a great weekend. We saw pedal partner Cam at the Lakeville stop in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It just an amazing event. Over 6,000 riders, over 4,000 volunteers. Thank you to everybody.
I can't believe you did it. That's a lot
it was
of
great.
Miles.
Yep,
awesome.
Brian Sweetster, he was volunteering doing the massage stuff. Set me up with a good massage after day one.
Oh, that's nice.
That helped.
Did he touch your butt?
No. I was like, you might want to stay away from this area over here. But this over here could use a little attention. So it was good. Thanks to everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Bill,
that's great.
Billy Starr, like the whole crew.
Dave Winthrop.
Just, yep.
Dave Beckham.
The whole, I rode with the crew from Fat Tuesday.
I know,
Dave
awesome.
Winthrop and Tim. And like, what an amazing crew. It was so much fun. I can't wait for next year.
Really?
Yeah, like it's over, and you're like, oh, man, it's over. I kind of want to keep going. It was fun.
That's
it was
awesome.
Great.
I'm so, there so you glad. Go.
Thanks, everybody, at Pan Mass Challenge. Okay, coming up, we've got Bill Lee. You know, it is International Left-Handers Day today.
It is.
Yeah, so we're going to check in with Bill Lee.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
All right, it is time. Let's see if we can find Bill Lee. Red Sox pitching legend Bill Lee. We found him. He is in Connecticut. Bill, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm hunting Burmese pythons that have escaped from the swamp here.
Really?
Wow.
No. That would be Florida if I was there. Yeah, I watch the radar every day, and it just starts out the same way, and it warms up. I was at the ball game for the Yard Goats, and it rained out Saturday, and then first game got in 5 innings, and then, boy, did it come down and pour. I guess that stuff from Lynn finally made it south.
Yeah, it's crazy. The whole East Coast is kind of underwater. The left coast is
on fire.
Yep. If only we could get the two together, it would be all right.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could put it out somewhere around Chicago.
Yeah, I think so. Now, Bill, you know, it is International Left-Handers Day, so it's nice that we're talking to you. Lefties are always a little bit different.
Wow, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, gosh darn, I should play left-handed today. I'm playing in the Calhoun. you know, the kid from Dorchester that took UConn to all those championships.
Oh, yeah.
He's there with Billy Packard and, you know, all the really good basketball coaches, I hope.
Excellent. All right. Now, Chris Sale came off the DL and pitched yesterday. Looked great. Are they just being super cautious with him?
Yes, they are, but I watched the first inning, and when he got to Jones, he struck out the first two guys. When he got to Jones, he threw him a fastball away. Then he hung onto the ball a little bit and threw it down and in, and Jones flinched on that and took it. The third one, he threw right around, right just below his letters, right down the middle, and Jones took that, and he complained. He looked at the umpire, and he said, that third one sounded high.
Yeah.
That's what he, I mean, he had electric fastball. If he's got tendonitis, whatever they gave him, I want some of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you concerned at all? This is like a historic run right now.
Yeah, I'm concerned because he goes five, and then whoever's in the bullpen going, don't call my number. I don't want to go in after he strikes out 12.
Right.
I'm going to look like, you know, I'm throwing changeups. But I'll tell you something. He got two outs, bases loaded. He brought in that other reliever, and he threw a 3-2 slider and a gutsy pitch, struck him out, and that changed the complexion of the game. And then we just rock and rolled all the way through. I've never seen him put up runs like they have. I've never seen him run as enthusiastically as they had on the bases. You know, you just, as a Red Sox fan, you just got to be really impressed.
Well, and not only, it seems to me, because watching the games, like these guys are having a good time. They're kind of getting these wins almost effortlessly, but like they're making it look easy.
Yeah, I mean, they get down and they come back. It's an amazing team, and if we go on at this pace, you know, I mean, we're 26-5 in day games. You know, that would be 104 and, you know, 20. It would be like, and then you still have some of the season to play, and then, you know, you're looking at a team that'll win more games than the Mariners did if they keep going at this pace, which is scary to me.
I mean, does it concern you at all going into the playoffs? Can they keep this pace up? Do they need to kind of, like, you know, rein it in a little? What would you think they need to do to get ready for the postseason?
Well, as a Red Sox fan, when the leaves fall to the ground, you start getting depressed. But after Ortiz in 2004 and Manny, we don't get depressed anymore. There's a new sheriff on block, you know, and the sheriff is the Red Sox. So
nice.
I don't worry nearly like I did back in my day.
Good. Okay, good.
Hey, Bill, did you watch Tiger Woods yesterday?
I didn't get to – you know what? I turned on the Golf Channel to see him lip out one putt, and I turned it off. And he got better again, I guess, because I guess here he came in second two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
You know, he has definitely kept the PGA alive. And I hope he keeps going and becomes like Jack Nicklaus and wins a few majors, even though everybody I know says he won't. But this is very encouraging news for Tiger.
Can you, and you can easily sort of separate the Tiger Woods, the husband and philanderer, from the Tiger Woods, the athlete. You don't, doesn't matter.
You're right. I think Tiger's the greatest guy that ever lived. To have five girlfriends. To have five girlfriends and not let any of them know the other one existed, that's a miracle.
Well, there's a lot of Waffle Houses.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, thanks,
Bill.
You bet, guys.
I hope you enjoy.
Don't let it bother him. That 9-iron across the side of the head, that's long gone.
Yeah. Hey, and he's going to be playing here in the Labor Day tournament at Deutsche Bank.
Okay.
Or, no, they don't call it that anymore.
That's
now it's
really good.
Whatever they call it now. Yeah, down in Norton at TPC. And that is something
to see.
Thanks, Billy. We'll catch you next week.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.